Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance you can sort online anytime.
Well, after months of lockdown, restaurants, pubs and cafes are going to open tomorrow and they're going to be able to welcome customers back indoors again. However, it's not going to be a free-for-all and certain rules will have to be followed before customers can walk through the doors of their favourite establishments. So to tell us how he's preparing to unlock his doors and welcome his customers back, I'm joined now by publican Billy Keane from John B's in Listowel. Morning, Billy.
Good morning, Miriam.
Now listen, after 9 months, are you excited?
I'm excited, very excited, a bit nervous, obviously. We had outdoor opening out the backyard. It was fairly limited, but it got us open and it got us into practice for meeting people and talking and doing what we do best, which is talking mostly, I suppose. It's very exciting. It's great to be back open. There's a lot of rules and regulations and limitations and things, you know. It sort of reminds me, there's a sign in the shop next door, Pat Whelan's shop, and one time he put it up for a laugh, and he said, do not ask for credit unless you're over 90 and you have your grandmother with you. So there's a bit of that. But there is a lot of rules and regulations, but in fairness, it's the only way that we could get open indoors anyway, and there's a lot of tourist businesses in Kerry and Dublin and everywhere who could badly do with this, and if there is a bit of bureaucracy following it, it's probably necessary for everybody's health.
What do you think, Billy? I've been thinking about your dad and your mum, yeah, who I was lucky enough to meet when we were down there, yeah, doing a primetime story. What do you think they'd have made of the last 18 months? And I suppose what's been happening with the pub?
Yeah, there was someone said to me, oh, I'd hate if your mother and father were alive for this. And I said, my mother would have really enjoyed tomorrow because she was a great manager and a great boss. And she was the bouncer in the pub until she was 85 years of age. So she'd get the brush to your closing time and get them out the door. It was like good cop, bad cop. So if she was there tomorrow, she'd be the one saying, I want to see your vaccination details. I want to see your passport. She'd relish it, and I'd kind of hide behind a wall or something until all that horrible side of it was over. My dad, I was thinking my dad's a lot during lockdown. You know, I came down here to the pub and I was upstairs in that, and I think he would have suffered a lot because he loved people and talking to people, and he loved the pub and the mixing gathering that goes on, the little bit of mayhem and the singing. And I think he'd have suffered an awful lot because I was similar to him in many ways, you know. I wish I was as good a writer, but I'm similar to him in personality in many ways, and it nearly killed me January, February, March, and a bit of April. Autumn. It was the hardest time I ever put down. It was so hard, you know, not to be able to have the bit of fun and the laughing and stuff, you know. So
they'd be proud of you, though, Billy. You may say not as good a writer, but you wrote a novel during lockdown. You used lockdown productively.
I did, yeah. I wrote a novel, yeah. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the name, but I should have a chance it anyway. The name of the novel is The Woman Who Hasn't Had Sex for 39 Years. So even if the book is useless, and there is absolutely no sex in the book.
Why 39 imagine, years?
Because I met a woman in the street in the store, and she said to me, sometimes people can't find me. I don't know why. But she said to me, I haven't had sex in 39 years. And I was kind of taken aback a bit. And I said, I'm going to write a book about this. So I used the character a bit in the Independent, in my column. So I kind of had the character formed. So I just did it, and it kept me sane a bit. And you go into your own world when you're writing a book, you know. And then occasionally I'd meet someone in the park and they'd throw a line, so I'd rob that line off them and I'd run up as fast as I could and stick it into the book. So that was a great thing, because in the pub, you know, there was I told you this one before, I know, but when my dad died, this old boy said, you know, your father was the smartest writer of them all. And I said, oh, and he said, because he took down what we said and then he charged us to read it. So it was so hard, you know, you miss all that banter in the pub and trying to write columns and do everything. You know, sometimes on a Thursday night, I'd have to get up early Friday and you'd have the whole column done for you in about 15 minutes. But that's enough to come to, you know. And so you miss that as well, but, and the inspiration and that. But it's like as if, it's like it's a new beginning in many ways, and it's going to be a bit awkward, but I think that the role of the pub in undervalued, I think, by maybe the medical community. And I actually agree with Method in this. I think they had no choice because of the numbers. I probably 4,000 publicans figured that out to me now, but I think they did the right thing, I think. And to be allowed open as we are, I just hope we can continue and it'll be safe. Right. But it's a very important thing for people to come out and talk and have a couple of drinks, not to go mad. You know, no responsible publican wants a drunk marauding around his or her premises. What you want is people that will enjoy themselves and have a good time. It's very good for the mental health. And sit down and have a couple of drinks and confide and laugh and cry and joy.
And all of those things. Listen, Billy, thanks so much for chatting to me. I wish you the very best of luck for tomorrow and also the very best of luck with your novel. The title is fantastic. So listen, thanks for joining us.